And we've got Peter Ferris on the line for the Surf's Up Surfport. Morena, Pete.
Oh, yes, we have. Morena.
How's it looking out there?
Well, she's looking like a big washing machine at the moment. It's really quite rough, and it's going to get rougher. But a big swell. It's about 2 foot in the bay. Peaks is 4 to 5 foot. Blue House is the same. So it's coming straight in. So it's not coming up the coast. It's coming straight in off the Tasman. If you look on the surf cams, PR 6 to 8 foot, Waglands the same, Bailey's is the same. It's 11:19 is high tide this morning, 3.2, 5:30 is your low, East Coast 9:24, 2.1 tide, 3:10 is your low. Mangawai is about 3 to 4 foot at the moment, so a decent swell actually, it'd be quite a good wave over there.
Right.
It's only 2 to 3 foot at Sandy Bay, so it's coming from the south and it's probably not going to be much bigger up the coast. At the moment out here, it's westerly, 11 knots. It's gusting 15 knots west-south-west with, it looks like to me, a little bit of northerly in there, but it's coming straight in on my place at the beach. The expected low complex we've been talking about for a few days is here. It's sitting right on top of us now with a decent swell up the west coast, as you can see, as I've said already. There's a low, there will be a big low off the west coast, straight out the coast of us by the weekend. It'll be close pulse, though. It won't be, you know, year 17, 18. It'll be sort of 4 or 5, I would expect. But it'll be an event. It's just sitting. It's going to be sitting just directly offshore from us. Maybe a little close to get decent long waves. But, you know, in the morning, and if we get a southwest out of it, which we probably will as it moves up further, and by Sunday, Monday, it's going to start dropping off. But that low complex is quite an event, really. It's starting to move then up the east coast. So we may see next week a decent southerly swell coming in all our east coast beaches. So damn good time, actually. It's really quite interesting.
So the weekend, it's on again, eh?
Well, I think so. But it's going to be a weird sort of one. We're all set up here for southwesterly swells, really, and all the banks are, you know, the low that sends it up from the Tasman. But we're going to see for the first time for a long time swell coming straight in off the Tasman Sea. So it's going to be interesting to see how our banks handle that. It's going to be very interesting. It should be worthwhile getting down there, getting away, or even taking photos, really. It's going to be it'll be big.
Right.
But not big, humongous, 8-10 foot that we expect off those big driving 18-second pulses. It's a different sort of weather pattern. It's off the coast, very close, wind swell, and close together. So it's still going to be big.
Right, but maybe not so clean.
Not so clean. It won't be. It'll be pretty similar to what it is now. When you look out on the west coast now, it's very close together. It looks like a washing machine.
It does.
Yeah, but if you drive up on Tasman Heights or any of the high points around, you can see the swell. You know, you can see the lines going up the 90 mile. But they're very close together, so...
Right.
So the weekend, looking forward to the weekend, even just visually it's going to be, you know, I love the West Coast. I mean, every day it brings something new.
It feels alive.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes.
I don't want to, you know, pass scorn on our East Coast brothers and sisters, but can't beat the West Coast.
No, you can't. West is the best.
West is the best. So nothing today, really, unless you're a kite surfer. It'll be fantastic if you're a kite surfer because it's onshore and... And nice, you know, rolling swell, and hopefully we'll see Liz Bone out there going hard.
Very good.
Okay, you take care, and talk to you tomorrow, and hopefully it's going to be much bigger and we can have a little bit more clearer idea of what our weekend's going to look like.
Awesome, can't wait.
Okay, you have a good day, and Hiki Tangaroa.
Awesome stuff. Thanks a lot, Pete.
See you.
See ya.